Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So that woman that you heard there yelling at that Dodgers fan, I'm going to call ICE or whatever, she was fired from her job. He was, by the way, a Latino Dodgers fan.
Yes, who fought in the Iraq war.
Two different wars.
Also stepped down from her board position on the Make-A-Wish Foundation, we wish you would go away.
Which that one is wild.
Her name is Shannon Kobe Larsazik. Kobe Larsazik.
Make a wish that you weren't as racist as you are.
She worked for Manpower Group. She resigned from her role, as Dana mentioned, from the Make-A-Wish Wisconsin Board of Directors. The incident unfolded on Tuesday night when Ricardo Fasato, an L.A. resident on a business trip in Chicago, started recording a video and asked, why is everyone being so quiet? Kobe Larsazik responded, real men drink beer, P-word.
He was drinking one of the, fruity seltzer drinks or whatever.
Okay.
Who cares?
You know what? Kobe Larsazik said, just call ICE. He responded, call ICE. I'm a U.S. citizen, war veteran, baby girl. War veteran, two wars. This sounds like a very immature back and forth between two people who should know better.
Wow. Like I said when we first brought it up, he was hammered and clearly instigating, but she did not have to go racist
with
it.
No, of course not.
Come on, lady.
When I saw the picture of this, the screen grabs, et cetera, I thought it was the same woman that was the
baseball Karen. Why do all awful women have that haircut? It's the haircut. I think you get that haircut and you turn into a horrible person.
Well,
if you're a stylist and some woman walks in and says, I want that haircut, I think you just say, no, sister, not, no, we're not doing that today.
We don't serve that here.
We're not doing that.
You have to sign a waiver. You cannot come back and sue me once you start hurling racial epithets at people.
God. Listen to this out of Leavenworth. My gosh, the headlines. Out of that town. A 43-year-old Leavenworth woman has been sentenced for stealing concession items from a downtown movie theater. 43-year-old Teresa Stino has been sentenced to two counts of, quote, non-residential burglary. She got 12 months in prison on each count to serve consecutively. However, under the plea agreement, the prison sentence was suspended. She's placed on 24 months of probation and got credit for the 68 days in jail that she has already served. According to court documents, back in July, a Leavenworth police officer responded to a report of theft at a downtown movie theater. An employee told police that Stino had been entering the business after hours without permission and taking snacks.
Some Mikes and Ikes?
I mean,
you gotta eat.
It's not like you're stealing from a grocery store, which would also not be okay. You go stealing candy from a movie store, that racks up. That's like a felony. It's so expensive. You ever gotten some milk duds at the movie theater? They're like, that'll be $72. And you're like, wait, what? This is why people sneak candy in.
Do you sneak food into a movie theater?
It has been years since I have, but I was not immune in my younger years.
You don't haven't? Come on.
I had a friend once who was an AMC executive, and she would go to the movies and sit and have an audience experience and see, like, okay, where can we improve? Like, she goes, we know. She goes, the minute the lights go down, I would hear the... She goes, it like clockwork. Right. The minute the lights go down, you hear people bringing out their contraband.
It was perfect when I was a fanny pack carrier because I could just load that thing up and walk right in.
Wait a minute. You used to wear a fanny pack?
Well, yeah, for years.
Let me ask you this.
High fashion.
She apparently had access to the building because she was part of a cleaning crew. So she could get in illegally overnight because she had keys or whatever, right?
Okay.
Just popping by for a snack.
So stealing candy from your employer, if your employer is a movie theater, big no-no, because that's where they make their money. They don't make their money on the movies.
That is correct.
But she worked there. What is considered to you theft from a place of your employment? And don't tell me it's an ink pen. Like, what for real would you be like, yeah, you can't do that?
What about 8 bags of chips from the company kitchen?
Definitely on the list. Pringles
thief. I pay for those in bulk.
Okay.
You do realize that is a regular topic of conversation when you are not seated at your desk.
When you were not there, I opened the drawer one day to get a pen.
There's five
and there's
Pringles
and I
in
go,
there.
Good God, does he have a Pringles fetish? So? And Sam goes, you know, he steals those and then he waits. And then he waits till he has like 9 cans of them. And then he goes and pays for them.
So like last night, Sam, I think you, no. I think you saw me do this. And I'll get like a little thing of Pringles or.
They're the little ones.
Yeah, the little tiny cans.
Wait, you're supposed to pay for that food out there?
Yes.
There's no prices listed.
Yeah, there is when you scan them, Dan.
Well, don't scan them.
Well, so last night I had a little thing of Chex Mix. I had a empty bag of Chex Mix on my desk.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Sam, I came into the studio the other night and I dug the bag out because I hadn't paid for it.
And I said, do you need some food? Why are you digging in the trash?
Are you that hungry? Why are you digging through the trash? So
I'll buy you some food, man.
I had 2 bags of, what are they called?
Sun chips.
Yeah, sun chips. I had 2 little bags of sun chips on my desk and a bag of Chex Mix. After the show last night, I took those 3 little bags, scanned them, and it was like $5.38 or something like that. And I paid for those 3 bags and I threw the bags in the trash. Because you can't just like...
Does that omit the theft of the first 3? And I'm being serious. Like, so you are planning on paying for them eventually.
I do pay for them eventually.
And you do. But correct. If someone looked up the surveillance and they went, oh my gosh, Scott has stolen 7 things of Pringles this month, not knowing that on the 8th can you pay for it, it would look a little suspect.
Yeah, typically you pay for the stuff right there at the POS.
Yeah, it's called the point of purchase, Dan.
Point of sale, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you did look, though, it would be more like 70. You go through a lot of Pringles, man.
So,
well, they're pretty thin.
But I do pay for them.
Yeah, eventually. Like my sunglasses at Walmart. I went back, I don't know, 2 weeks later, and I paid for them.
So, if you went through the camera in the company kitchen, I get it that I look suspect. But if you continue to watch the movie... You'll see
that
I return later and actually pay for all of it.
There's probably like a super cut version of you just walking up and grabbing stuff and walking away.
And so the reason that I save every single can is Rob Breton from Next Door told me, because originally when I first started doing this, I would just keep 1 can and then I would go and like I owed like for 3 cans, right? And I only had 1 left. I had thrown the other 2 away thinking I'll just triple scan this one and pay for 3 cans. And Rob said, no. Each barcode is unique and different.
Oh,
and with
no.
a different number.
It's got a different skew.
Right. And he said, so it won't ring up more than just 1. You can't ring up 3 of the same thing.
Got it.
So that's why I keep all of the cans now.
There's probably a warrant for your arrest and mission.
Tell it to the judge.
Well, I have noticed lately that when they restock, they don't restock the Pringles anymore.
What have you taken home? Not Pringles, because I do believe you that eventually you were going to pay for them, like my son.
I do.
What do you think is off limits? Like computer paper? That's expensive. I would say you can't take that home.
From a corporate standpoint, literally anything, because all of it adds up.
The printer ink.
Definitely, those are $50. You get popped taking that, you're fired.
But if you're a company of 1,000 employees and 500 of them take a $2 pack of paper clips,
right?
That's a lot of money.
Who takes paper clips?
Okay.
People take paper clips. People take sticky notes.
Is it
pens.
Frowned upon to...
Now, my personal opinion, print, the bar's pretty high.
From time to time, I did this yesterday, I had to print my passport application. We got to get our passports updated for next year. Mine's expiring.
Upon, yeah.
So I don't have a printer at home anymore because when I was moving in, I dropped it and it crashed into 9,000 pieces on the concrete outside. So I, from time to time, and I mean once a month, I will print something from here. Because if I remember, I'll ask Johnny to do it on his way home or whatever. But I didn't. We needed the passport application. I printed it. That's not frowned upon.
HR would disagree.
You owe 36 cents.
Oh, good
and
God.
And there was a time in this building when...
They wanted your key card. I remember that.
Each time you used the printer, you had to scan your key card. And the reason that they did that was because they were trying to assign a value to each person using the printer for how much they were costing the company for what they were printing
off. Sam.
The issue being that I went through like $15 a day because this guy needs his stories printed off.
It's $10,000 a year, I bet, for us to do this show. I really do. So my 36 cents, it's just a tiny little drop in a big old pond of water.
Until it adds up. Tell it to a judge.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We continue to follow reports that original Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley is on life support with a brain bleed. Has been for weeks, apparently. He canceled his tour several weeks ago, and there are reports on TMZ that his family, I would read that as his daughter, he only has one child that I'm aware of, may take him off of life support later this afternoon. Folks, if you missed a segment of the show, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure to hit that follow button.
Thank you. Story here from NBC News. More than 1 million tickets have already been sold for next year's World Cup, according to FIFA today in its first update on numbers since the official start of sales began earlier this month. The highest demand, as would be expected, were from buyers in the United States, Canada, and Mexico, the three nations that will play host to the tournament. FIFA said people from 212 different countries and territories have already purchased, even though only 28 of the 48 spots in the field have been filled. Rounding out the top 10 countries in terms of tickets purchased already, obviously U.S., Canada, Mexico already in the top three, England, Germany, Brazil, Spain, Colombia, wow, Argentina, and France. The tournament runs from June 11th through July 19th of next year. FIFA also announcing that its resale site has opened and tickets for the World Cup final in East Rutherford, New Jersey, were available there at prices ranging from $9,500, this is for the final, $9,500 to $57,000 as of this afternoon.
Too rich for my blood.
Wow. I've already had that conversation with the kids, because I remember we were at the airport in Jamaica coming home from a vacation when you guys botched the announcement that Kansas City...
I want to talk about it.
Dallas!
...was included.
God, so embarrassing.
And when we got word, and it came quickly, that Kansas City had been selected as a site for the 2026...
Not from us.
World, no, they didn't get it from you guys. Go, go, go! Dallas! Anyway, both Sarah and Myra were like, oh my gosh, Dad, can we go to the World Cup? And I'm like, yeah, we'll figure something out. And I didn't realize how expensive the tickets were going to be. And I know that nobody here in town the FIFA's setting those prices.
Yeah.
I get
it. Let's break for news. We'll come right back, Sam.
Okay, that's great.
Go, go, go. Ah, we're in!
Second, Woo! We have Dallas.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Can you play that again,
Sam?
She
was awful. No, because there's nothing to hear. I was so mad. When was the last time I've been that mad? The answer is never.
Well, I thought you were mad at me, and I was like, you told me to go to break.
Got it. Okay, let's break quick. They're going to Canada, and we will come back as soon as we can for the Midwestern announcement. Let's break for news. We'll come right back, Sam. Go, go, go. Ah, we're in.
Second, Woo! We have Dallas.
Dallas.
Plus,
awesome.
My God, that woman was insufferable.
I love Dallas.
Just love it. Just love it there so much.
So Dallas.
Dallas.
She knew nothing. They at least needed to get somebody. Get like an Abby Wambach or something to talk about.
Now, why would you mention her name? Oh, Wambach. I'm thinking Robach. Amy Robach. Sorry.
No.
Dallas.
Or maybe like Amy Wambach could go with, why am I having a brain fart? Probably the most famous female soccer player in American history.
Well, I would say Abby Wambach's the most famous player.
Morgan?
No, she's the hottest.
Alex Morgan?
You get my point.
No.
Someone who could have said something about the rich history of soccer in the United States and our contributions to it, and certainly in Kansas City.
And not pronounce Dallas as Dallas.
Megan Rapinoe.
Wow, that's exciting. Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm, thank you.
Mia Hamm. Who's not from Dallas?
Some of the police departments and highway patrol people and departments of conservation are posting a reminder that the deer activity from right now to December is awful. They are hopping from point A to point B. They love K-10. Get off K-10.
I saw my first deer of the season last night in that wooded area between Eastern Shawnee and Western Shawnee when you're coming down Shawnee Mission Parkway. There was one right there. I mean, it was just eating grass.
Until it's jumping into your car.
Looking for a stud to come over and take care of some business.
Now, if you do see a deer encountering the roadway that you are driving on.
There's more.
Slow to a stop if you can. If you cannot, allow the deer to hit you. Don't swerve. Don't slam on the brakes. If you slam on the brakes, the likelihood of you careening off the road and then dying is much higher.
Listen to this from the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Last year, and we can look up Kansas here, Sam or Scott. Last year, Missouri had 2,951 traffic crashes with deer. I'm going to say that again.
Jeez.
2,000.
That's incredible.
951 car wrecks where deer vehicle strikes occurred. In those, 4 people were killed, 420 were seriously injured. So 3,000 people And 3,000 crashes last year. That's more than people, because there's more than one person in the car.
Right.
3,000 crashes in Missouri last year, and I would not anticipate the numbers in Kansas would be any different.
Have you ever hit a deer?
No, but I have so many people close to me who have.
Oh, I have.
I've told the story before with the antler. The force of the impact on K-10, a buddy of mine was going to the KU game, was so powerful, the antler impaled the SUV's tire. It was just sticking out of the tire like a little, looked like a carrot. Like a
splinter.
But it was all the way impaled into the tire. And one of the things he said, I'll never forget it, is that you can practice and people can tell you all day long what to do. He goes, that is horse manure.
Yeah, it goes, out the window.
One millionth of a second, you have not had a crash with a deer, and the next 1/1,000,000 of 1 second you have. He goes, there was no time.
Yep.
No time to react. No time to swerve. No time to keep going straight. Like, it just, 1 minute you're fine, and the next minute, boom, you've hit it.
We are now getting official reports.
I just saw it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And he was my first rock hero.
Ace Frehley has died.
The age of
74. Who's your source, Sam? Is it confirmed?
I've got Variety. I've got a letter from the family. Mm. I've got New York Post.
Oh.
These are legit sources.
You know, he fell ill, what, about a week ago and canceled the rest of his tour.
He was born a week ago.
He's supposed to perform in Topeka tonight.
In a statement, the family says, we are completely devastated and heartbroken. In his last moments, we were fortunate enough to have been able to surround him with loving, caring, peaceful words, thoughts, prayers, and intentions as he left this earth. We cherish all of his finest memories, laughter, and celebrate his strengths and kindness that he bestowed upon others. The magnitude of his passing is of epic proportions and beyond comprehension. Reflecting on all of his incredible life achievements, Ace's memory will continue to live on forever.
Well, I know what shirt I'm wearing tomorrow. I literally have a shirt that just has his Kiss painted face on. That's it. It's just his face. God, I loved him. Mm. Oh, that's too bad. That is too bad. All right, let's take a quick break. Ace Frehley, the original guitarist for the band Kiss, has died at the age of 74. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott, here on KMBZ. We'd been expecting this news all afternoon, and it sucks. Ace Frehley, one of the four founding members of the rock band Kiss, has died today at the age of 74. He was on life support for several weeks after suffering a fall at his home studio, joined the band in 1973, walking into his audition wearing two Chuck Taylors. One was red, one was orange. And they thought he was just weird enough and good enough to be in the band. Ace Frehley dead today at the age of 74.
We will play him throughout the rest of the program.
Thank you. Good. I'm glad. I hope that was over the air.
That was over there.
Okay, because otherwise I just said dead at the age of 74.
No.
And I go, good, I'm glad.
No, we will be playing Ace Frehley.
We know what you meant.
I was hoping that was not just in my ear that went over the air, because otherwise that was really inappropriate.
Oh, my.
Story here from the USA Today. A super yacht that was once named after Ghislaine Maxwell ignited this year while docked at the wharf in Washington, D.C. Huh. God. Due to what fire officials say was an electrical malfunction. Is it me?
Was the name of the ship I'm a Pedophile?
In fact, it was. It was named I'm a Pedophile. The yacht was originally named Lady Ghislaine. It was built in 1986. It was owned by a guy by the name of Robert Maxwell, who had named the vessel Lady Ghislaine per a 1989 report from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The report states that Robert Maxwell once held an event on the vessel. I'm not going to get into that because it mentioned some politicians. Screw it.
Robert Maxwell being the father of Ghislaine?
I believe that's right. If I'm not mistaken, that was her dad's name.
Okay. It would be incredibly odd if there were two Robert Maxwells and one had a ship named Ghislaine and the other had a daughter named Ghislaine.
In 1991, Robert Maxwell, a British politician and business owner, drowned after falling overboard from his yacht as it sailed in the Canary Islands. Former Good Morning America co-host Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are now engaged. Thank God. Nearly 3 years after their romance became a public scandal, the couple announced on their Amy and TJ podcast that they have been engaged for more than a month now. Said Roebuck on the Tuesday edition of their podcast this week, "I just want to say I'm so happy. And I think that was the coolest thing that my parents said that they heard from other people. They might not have noticed the ring, but they noticed the joy." Amy Roebuck and TJ Holmes said they wanted to inform the world of their relationship before news reports could beat them to it, seemingly alluding to their 2022 scandal.
Good for them. If you live in Des Moines, criminal of the year, his name is Tyler Pavlik. This is a post from one of the Des Moines television stations. I will read directly from their Facebook page. If you attended the Harvest and Handmade event Saturday, October 4th at Waterworks Park, and believe you may have been recorded in a porta potty, you're encouraged to contact Des Moines police at fsc@dmgov.org. Authorities say evidence shows a hidden camera device was placed for about 6 hours in a porta potty beginning just before 10 a.m. A Des Moines man has been charged. Look.
Nothing sexier than somebody taking off their pants in a porta potty.
He is 32 years old. He has been arrested on multiple charges of exploitation. The investigation began, by the way, that day, 4 p.m. Saturday, October 4th, when officers were notified by workers at the Harvest and Handmade event that they had found what appeared to be a hidden camera placed, quote, in the toilet bowl of the porta potty.
Oh, so they wanted to see people doing their duty?
Really, duty?
This is so gross. By the way, he's under investigation for a similar case from September.
Dana, the world is weird. People are weird. I don't understand the fetishes that some people have. That certainly would not be one of mine.
Oh, it gets worse.
This is solid number two.
Get out. Investigators say
September
case, which he is also under investigation, someone placed a camera inside of a porta potty at a cross country meet in late September, hosted by a local high school. 10 different high schools took part in that track meet. They are now reaching out to the schools and the parents to say, did you happen to use one of the porta potties? So he's going to prison. This is not going to be one of those upskirted in the dairy aisle at the grocery store, for which I also think you should go to prison. This is going to be multiple counts because some of the people that use the porta potty are going to be kids under adult age.
At the track meet, most of them.
Correct.
If not almost all of them.
They think there are close to 50 victims, and they anticipate filing 90 to 100 counts of exploitation and invasion of privacy by weirdo.
I mean, I've heard of some really bizarre fetishes.
Oh, God.
Watching someone use a porta potty.
No, let's back up. Going into a porta potty, let's just start there, let alone maneuvering up and underneath it to
set up your device.
what? Gross.
And then you have to go I don't engage in this sort of behavior, but I'm assuming to watch the videos. You have to go back to said porta potty and retrieve the camera. Is that correct?
Sticking your arm back into
after people have been using it all day.
I don't even touch the seat when I go into a porta potty. I use my shoe.
Sam, I do too. But the last time it was like, this has got to happen. There is no other choice. We were in Sonoma. No, not Sonoma. What's the one called in Arizona? Sedona. We were in Sedona. And we had taken 3 or 4 hours to drive to this stunning church, Scott, inside a rock. And it's a Frank Lloyd Wright church. It's the most stunning thing you've ever seen.
And it's built into a rock?
It is built into the mountain. Literally, oh, wow. Juts out of them. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen.
Wow.
And so we're there. You've got to hike up to get there. And once you get up there, there is no restroom. And there are lines because people want to go in and touch the holy water. And like all of this, this beautiful experience. We start walking down that mountain. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, It's the only time I would ever use one of those because I think they're so disgusting.
Well,
there was no choice other than probably a public ticket for, yeah. And you're not going to crouch behind a cactus if you know what I mean, ladies. It's the last time I've used a porta potty. It's got to be 2 years.
Oh, look at that.
It is.
It's Chapel of the Holy Cross.
Truly a religious experience. People come from miles to see it and pay respects.
That is beautiful.
Oh my God, Scott. And when the sun goes down.
Do people attend church there?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
It's a very, very spiritual place. Yeah. I have all kinds of photos of it. I'll show you.
It is gorgeous.
But I'm just telling you, use the restroom on the way up.
Well, I mean, I won't even. I don't want to get too blue here. I want to be careful. I will not use.
A public restroom?
Well, no. Well, I will if it's just for number one.
Yeah. But Beyond that, no.
I will only number two.
Very common.
In my own home or in a hotel, obviously you have to. I mean, you have to. But I won't even do that here at work. And our bathrooms are cleaned every day.
For me, it's gas stations. I can't do it at gas station bathrooms.
You work there.
Doesn't mean he has to poop there.
And if I do, I clean it first.
Amen to that, bro.
Good for you. Sanitation first.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, that's ace on vocals. I was just looking at Bobby Kerr, who I played in Almost Kiss with years ago, and he just writes about Ace Frehley dying today. This one really stings. Ace Frehley, if you haven't heard, the original guitarist from Kiss died today at the age of 74.
Was he close with the other band members? Because, my God, they toured for how many years together, Scott?
They had a falling out in the early 80s, Ace and the band. Peter Criss had left the band, not to get too inside baseball here, but and anybody who joined after the original four, you did not get a vote.
Yeah.
So in the end, it was only Paul and Gene who made all the decisions. But when Peter Criss had left, Ace was always, it was always a 2-to-1 vote. And Ace was always the one. So he left. And he had some substance abuse problems in the early 80s. And they didn't get along for a while, but then you may recall they got back together on MTV for an unplugged show.
Yeah.
And Peter and Ace came out at the very end and did like four songs. They obviously everybody went nuts.
Yeah.
And then they got back together and did a reunion tour, and they were together for like 4 or 5 years, made a ton of money, which he spent all of his, and that was it. And then he just toured solo for the rest of his life. And I would go see those shows. I mean, yeah. He would play all of his Kiss songs and even songs he didn't sing on. And it was just, but I remember growing up as a kid living in Alaska, and I got into Kiss when I was like 7 years old.
And to your mother's chagrin.
She hated it. And Mike Mosser was my best friend at the time, and I would go over to his house and listen to Kiss records, and I just fell in love with Ace Frehley. I just thought he was the coolest cat. And I still have all my old Kiss cards from the 70s. Some in better condition than others, but I still have them. And God, I loved him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucks. From the New York Post, a naked Florida man terrorized a neighborhood.
Of course
Let's go from Ace Frehley
just Florida.
Died. A naked Florida man terrorized a neighborhood in a late night rampage, breaking into multiple homes and destroying property, with on-edge neighbors saying he's lucky he didn't get shot dead. The bare-naked burglar, identified by police as 23-year-old Joshua Garrison.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Drugs are bad. Was caught on security cameras skulking through backyards at Pinellas Park outside of St. Petersburg last week, touching himself and causing significant damage. Quoting here from David Dale, who's a neighbor, I was asleep and the doorbell rang and I answered the door, opened the door, and there's a guy standing there. He's stark naked. Mm-hmm. He threw a pot of plants through my truck window and tore the lights off the front of my house. Another resident said that Garrison tried to get through the screen of a window before he ran into his backyard. I'm not going to keep reading the rest of
Please
what he
don't.
Did back
We're
there.
Good.
You can use your imagination. He went into my shed, grabbed an axe, and came back onto the back porch. We don't know why he didn't use it, noting that the back door was unlocked at the time.
I feel like if you're a dude walking around naked, the thing you don't want to be holding in your hand is an axe.
Right. Garrison did help himself to a bottle of beer, probably not his first of the night, and a can of soda from an outdoor fridge before he took off. And anyway.
Can you describe the man, sir? I'd rather not.
Anyway.
We are good.
Yes. The governor of Illinois, who's already a billionaire, J.B. Pritzker, apparently is quite the gambler. J.B. Pritzker, who is a billionaire, as I mentioned, took home $1.4 million in winnings.
No!
After playing blackjack at a casino in Las Vegas last year, according to a copy of his new tax filing.
Wait, in how many trips?
I think just one.
My God. Goodness, what was he betting?
The governor says he donated the money to charity. Quoting here from Pritzker, speaking to reporters at a press conference today, I went on vacation with my wife, with some friends. Mm-hmm. I was incredibly lucky. You have to be to end up ahead. Frankly, going to a casino anywhere. It was in Vegas, and I like to play cards.
I like to play cards, too. I unless you are playing some insane high roll game or tournament. Do you know how hard it is? Blackjack is just slow and steady. I don't know how you amass a $1.1 million win playing blackjack.
1.4.
My God.
He crushed it. Ace, you will be missed, my friend. You were awesome. Today is National Bosses Day.
Aw.
Celebrating birthdays today is John Mayer. He's 48. Sue Bird, the WNBA superstar, is 45. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead is 78. Flea from the Red Hots is 63. Tim Robbins, the actor, is 67. And Wendy Wilson, a third of Wilson Phillips, is 56. We got to run. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.